Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Robert Kelly's How to Be a Star at Work. Sophie, I have to ask, do you think star employees are just born that way, or can anyone learn it?
Hey there, Sam. Great question. Kelly spent years studying performance across all kinds of industries, and his conclusion is pretty radical. It's not about raw intelligence or technical skill. The real stars are the ones who've mastered 9 specific behavioral strategies. And the best part? They're all learnable.
So we're not talking about some innate gift. It's more like a toolkit you can build. I love that because it takes the pressure off. You don't have to be the smartest person in the room.
Exactly. And the first strategy is probably the most important, initiative. But not just any initiative, strategic initiative.
Right. He talks about how average employees wait for instructions. They're reactive, but stars go out and find the work, specifically the high visibility, high stakes problems that nobody else wants to touch.
And that's the key difference. It's not about doing more work. It's about doing the right work. A star looks at a struggling project and asks, "What can I do to turn this around?" While a solid citizen asks, "What are my specific responsibilities?"
That shift in mindset is huge. Once you take that initiative, though, you have to manage the chaos that follows. Which brings us to strategy number 2, managing your manager.
I think this one surprises a lot of people. It sounds kind of political, but actually it's about building a partnership. You learn your manager's work style. Do they want a one-page summary or a deep dive? Do they need updates every step of the way, or just the final result?
Yeah. And you frame your requests in terms of their goals instead of yours. So instead of, "I need a bigger budget," you say, "To hit the 20% growth you're targeting, I think an investment in X will give us the highest return." That's smart.
Exactly. And then there's networking. But Kelly redefines it. It's not about collecting business cards. It's about building a web of reciprocal relationships you can call on to get things done.
So it's more like organizational intelligence. You know who to talk to for a fast purchase order approval, who has the technical expertise, who has informal influence. And you cultivate those relationships before you need them.
Right. You share credit. You help others. You become a connector. So when you need a favor, people are genuinely happy to help. That's the real power.
Strategy 4 is teamwork, but not the be nice and pull your weight kind. Kelly calls it leadership from the middle, making the whole team more effective.
Yes, that means listening more than you talk, asking clarifying questions, mediating conflicts, and championing other people's ideas. You're not threatened by your colleague's success.
And you know when to step back and support someone else. That selflessness builds trust and makes you the person everyone wants to work with.
Next is perspective, seeing the big picture. Solid citizens get bogged down in their own tasks, but stars constantly zoom out. They ask how their work fits into the company's strategy and what the customer actually cares about.
That lets them prioritize better. They can spot which tasks are strategic and which are just tactical. And it helps them communicate the value of their work in terms leadership cares about.
Strategy 6 is follow-through. In a world of endless meetings and half-baked ideas, being reliably able to execute is a superpower. Stars build a reputation for being closers.
They also manage handoffs well. When a task moves to someone else, they provide all the context and documentation so the next person can hit the ground running. That prevents so much friction.
Then there's going the extra mile. This isn't about working longer hours. It's about applying a higher standard of quality. Small things like polishing a presentation or adding a data point that anticipates an objection.
Those little acts of excellence compound over time. If a manager asks for a report by Friday, you deliver it on Thursday with an insightful analysis attached. You consistently exceed expectations by a small but noticeable margin.
Strategy 8 is leadership, but again, not formal authority. It's personal leadership, the ability to influence others without having power over them. You earn it by embodying the other strategies.
People trust your judgment, seek your advice, and follow your lead. That kind of influence is way more powerful than a title. And the final strategy is showmanship.
This is the one that surprises people the most. It's not about bragging, it's about making your work visible and impactful. You package your accomplishments into a compelling narrative. You use visuals and concrete examples so decision makers remember what you did.
Without showmanship, even brilliant work can be overlooked. And that's a shame because you've put in all that effort. So the whole book is really about shifting from a doing my job mindset to a making my organization successful mindset.
And the liberating message is that anyone can learn these strategies. The star is not born, they're made, one deliberate action at a time. Honestly, if you want to go deeper on this or explore other books, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great resource. For me, the takeaway is that success at work isn't about being a genius. It's about being strategic and intentional with your behaviors. That's something I can actually work on.
Absolutely. Kelly's book is basically a blueprint for taking control of your own career. We'll see you in the next one.